This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. Wasn't I watching the interview with your one Meghan and Harry the other night on the telly, thinking it's time I settled an old skewer or two myself? For example, I'm back with the boyfriend from across the border on the Kerry side because it's slim pickings on the internet for a 43-year-old woman who isn't willing to share photos of herself wearing nothing but a Glasgow Celtic jersey. Anyway, didn't I get a phone call from my future father-in-law last night wondering if any children we had would be completely shit at the old football because his mother is only from Cork? Well, I reared up at him and said, wouldn't it be more in your line asking if the child, boy or girl, will ever once change its underpants on account of the grandparents coming from Scartaglen in the county of Kerry? I'm thinking now I should do a tell-all interview with Oprah. Would she be on for it, tell me? Rosaline, Ballet Desmond.
I rang the posh cousin there to ask her if she had a number for Oprah. She said, why? I said, a bog woman in Bally Desmond wants to tell her side of the story. She said, it's amazing. Every second woman I talk to in Blackrock this week is dying. Just dying to get something off her chest. I said, you mean accusations? She said, no, breast reduction. Waiting lists are off the scales.
Hail, glorious St. Patrick, dear saint of our isle. On us, thy poor children, bestow a sweet smile. Diaguit, it's Father Phelim here again from the rectory, in holy tears, just thinking about all we've lost as a nation. Now, I'm not technically a priest, but I'm praying like a madman that the bishop will give me a call one of these days and say, do you know, Phelim, God loves a trier, so why don't you just start saying Mass below in the church? There's no one else to do it anyway. So look it, because of the COVID, there isn't much scope for carousing and the like this year, Buicus Ladia. This gives us the chance to take stock and revisit the real meaning of St. Patrick's Day, which in my view should be more about prayer, contemplation and sticking it to the Brits. I'm thinking of holding a Mass, Asquelega, at an ambush site in West Cork. Would you like to be a minister of the Eucharist, tell me? Phelim, Middleton.
You'd have to hear my confession first, and honestly, who has the time? I rang my mother there, she's had the vaccine. I said, you must be dying to get back to Mass with the Holy Spirit. She said, you mean they're serving gin? I said, there's no harm in asking.
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunner's terrified our mother will write us out of the will. Fifi _ White Range Rover said her mother is a thundering biatch, but she can't say it to her face because she's a thundering biatch with a house on the Rochestown Road, which is worth 2.5 million, even though it's a bit close to passage. Kira _ Love My Sweaty Betty said, it's like the Hunger Games in her family where her mother disinherits one of them every 5 years based on the effort they made for Mother's Day. My mother is playing me off against my siblings to see who inherits the holiday home in Baltimore. Do you know where I could hire a Michelin star chef to bring to her house on Sunday to blow those cretins out of the water? Jenny, Douglas Road. She doesn't like Mexican, or Mexicans really now, to be honest, even though she's never met one.
Oh, is your mother a racist as well? Sure, the posh cousin told me the Michelin star chefs are like hen's teeth this weekend. You'd have a better chance finding an intellectual in for Moy. I asked her if you could protect your inheritance by going down the legal route. She said, Jesus, no. You'd buy two houses in West Cork for the price of a 5 minute chat with a barrister. Hashtag one house in Crookhaven.
Well, what's the story we're getting on Oprah? I was glued to the whole Harry and Meghan thing during the week. It was that I think about Liverpool, and I do be losing the will there, like. Anyway, I was watching her interview on the two of them. I was like, what's with the long face, Oprah? Instead of talking to a lad whose mam runs the whole country, you'd swear she was listening to someone talking about growing up in Clarny. I said to the budgie, there's worse things in life than having to live in a $14 million gaff in California. He says, don't he, bae? If it's sob stories she's looking for, why don't you get on to her? Tell her about growing up as a nanny in Cork, second-class citizen like. So, do you have a number for Oprah? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
I think you're being a bit harsh and hoary. There has been a lot of talk about skin colour, but imagine trying to live in Southern California with his foxy face. Hashtag sunburn. And whatever name you might use for Prince Andrew, imagine if you had to call him uncle.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.